Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my very good friend, Mr. Tom Holman, former ICE director, and now the CEO and president of Border 911 Foundation. I wanted to get him on because the organization has just finished doing an international summit against human trafficking in D.C., and I wanted to get him on to chat a little bit about that. Tom, thank you, and welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, tell us a little bit about Border 911 Foundation, and then tell us about this summit that you just had, or that you're having.
Well, the Border 911 Foundation is a 501c4 that I started. And the reason I created it was to educate the American people on why border security matters. Now, everybody knows Tom Holman, what stance I have on border security, so I got to separate myself from that. Because in order to be a C4, it's got to be non-political. So I don't pick sides, I don't tell people to vote for it, but we talk about border security and why it's important. It's just not about illegal immigration. It's about fentanyl, it's about sex trafficking, it's about no suspected terrorists. You know, our border is a national security issue. If we don't have strong borders, and you can't possibly have strong national security. So that's why I created this. It's an educational platform. I brought some of the leading experts on border security on the team. I got Derek Moss, career DEA, who talks about drugs on the border. We got, Sarah Carter, who spent 20 years investigating journalists on the border. I got Rodney Scott, spent his career with the Border Patrol, retired as a Border Patrol chief. I got Victor Avila, who's a special agent. Senior special agent worked the attaché offices in Mexico, knows a lot about the criminal cartels. And Jason Jones, who retired from Texas DPS Intelligence, that knows more about criminal cartels than anybody ever met and how they operate on the southern border, myself. So we're spending a year going around the country having events, talking to American people about the border, why border matters. And yesterday we were up to the International Human Trafficking Summit in D.C., and we talked about how an open border results in increased human trafficking and sex trafficking of women and children, and how we need to address it. And I also, look, I fell on the sword too. I mean, we just can't blame the criminal cartels in Mexico. We got to blame the United States needs to come together with Mexico and Central America to come up with how do we address this? Because the United States is a consumer of that trafficking. So not only we got to shut down the criminal cartels who will profit in this, horrendous activity, but we got to address the people here that are buying those services. So it was a great event. We had a lot of people there, a lot of questions. So, and we're going to continue doing this across the country for the rest of the year.
Let me ask you this, because one of the questions that was raised to me about the issue of human trafficking here in San Antonio, we've had a lot of young people, a lot of teenagers, helping to bring folks, well, not across the border, but bringing them from the border into San Antonio or to Dallas and Houston. That's number one. The second thing is that there continues to be a lot of people being snuck, I guess that's the word, or sneaked into the United States in trucks and in other ways. If it's an open border, why is this happening?
Well, one thing is, I want the young folks to hear, because I know they're being approached on social media, quick way to earn money, go down there, pick these two or three people up, give them to Antonio, and we'll pay a couple thousand dollars. They think it's easy money, right? And a lot of these people think that illegal migration is, it's no big deal. It's victimless crime. Well, a couple things. Number one, illegal migration is not a victimless crime. These people go through hell in the hands of criminal cartels. Women are sexually assaulted. Children are sexually assaulted. People die making this journey. And when you cause a surge on the border like we have now, overwhelms the Border Patrol. When you overwhelm the Border Patrol, that's when the fentanyl gets away. That's when the sex trafficking gets away. That's when no-suspected terrorists get away. So illegal immigration causes a national security vulnerability on the border. But most importantly, when people think they're going to go down there just, I'm going to go pick three people up, I'll make some money and bring to San Antonio, no big deal. Do you know who's in that car? Uh-huh. Do you know who?
Yep.
Could these people be from a terrorist organization? Can that person be a victim of trafficking and being forced into forced labor or forced sexual trade when he gets to the United States? is that person under duress from the smuggling organization that he's got to do certain things or they'll kill his family back in his homeland? Is that person carrying fentanyl? You don't know. So you may think you're going down there to pick up some innocent people just looking for a better life, but chances are you're smuggling a criminal, a gang member, a terrorist threat, or someone carrying drugs, or someone involved in trafficking. You just don't know. So the best thing to do is just stay away from it. And look, to the young people, if that's not enough, it's a felony. You get caught transporting illegal alien, it is a felony, and you'll go to prison. And that's just, word of advice to them. But a lot of money to be made on Southern border. You got, the record illegal immigration, and on, young people fall for it. But I hope they listen to what I'm saying right now. It's not worth it. It's not worth your future career. It's not worth your reputation. It's certainly not worth you assisting in this heinous, whether it's human trafficking or helping someone smuggle fentanyl. You don't have to know they got fentanyl, but if you transport someone that has fentanyl in the person, you're just as guilty as a person that's transporting fentanyl.
Yeah. And another thing that's happening now here in the city, and I call it kind of like the second phase of the border crisis, is that the number of stash houses that are being busted, lots and lots of them. However, for number one, the media doesn't say too much about it. The local media doesn't say too much about it, and at the same time, the local DA isn't saying anything about it either, as far as prosecutions of these people. He's a George Soros DA. How do we help to address this situation?
Well, here I get to the voting booth. First of all, your district attorney and your sheriff, your sheriff in San Antonio.
Javier Salazar,
What a pathetic loser he is. Bottom line is he stopped being a cop. He stopped being a sheriff and he became a politician. So he's looking for fame. Well, we'll give him fame. We'll let the American people and the people of San Antonio know exactly what he's doing. A law enforcement officer doesn't support illegal immigration because all the reasons I just said, right? To say you're a sanctuary city, say you don't work with ICE, and say that, securing the border is bad, and to assist those coming into the United States illegally, you add to the problem. You add to the overwhelming of the Border Patrol. You add, when you overwhelm the Border Patrol, fentanyl comes across, killed 148,000 Americans. Sex trafficking is up 600%. You add to that problem. And as a sworn law enforcement officer, he should know better. So he ought to take that sheriff's badge and put it in the desk drawer because he stopped being a sheriff a long time ago. He's a politician. And he's made that perfectly clear. People need to understand, like I just said, illegal immigration needs to be addressed by this administration. It needs to be addressed by any administration, Republican or Democrat. It's time we secure the border and save lives. And regardless who's going to be the president now or in the future, we have to address this because I'm telling you, record number of people off the terrorist watch has been arrested. This is the biggest national security vulnerability I've ever seen in this nation. Look, we just arrested eight people that were entering the country illegally. They were released, and luckily they were caught on some chatter on a Title III wiretap talking about planning a terrorist attack here in the United States. Luckily, the intelligence community got a hold of them and arrested them, and they're in custody. But the intelligence community isn't perfect. They miss things. They miss 9/11. They miss Afghanistan. They miss the weapons of mass destruction that were supposed to be in Iraq. So the intelligence community, they're greatest intelligence apparatus in the world, but they're not perfect. Luckily, they got this one. But they may not be lucky the second time. So everybody should be on the side of secure borders. I say it all the time in every speech I give. There's no downside on a secure border. There's no downside on less illegal immigration, no downside on less drugs, no downside on less gang members and criminals, no downside in criminal cartels making less money, no downside in less people coming in from terrorist-sponsored countries. There's no downside. We all should be on the side of secure borders. And look, Congress needs to fix the system, right? I mean, no one's going to agree that the immigration system is great. It needs to be updated. There needs to be some changes to it, and I get that. But we cannot just leave the border open because we're frustrated with Congress. That's, again, leads to national security issues. I hope everybody is on the side of a secure border. Secure borders save lives.
You got it, buddy. Before we let you go, tell us how people can support the Border 911 Foundation.
You can go to border911.com. You'll see that the C3 there. And again, most of the money you donate goes directly to expenses for travel, to rent venues to talk to the American people. Again, it's not political. You go to a Border 911 event, we're not telling you who to vote for. We're not telling you what president's better than what president. We're not telling you what political party's better. We're telling you, here's what's happening on the border, and here's how we can address it, and here's why it should matter to you. So you can go to border911.com, look right there. You can find different ways to help us. There's also a lot of data on there, so you can catch up on the numbers on the border and other enforcement data. And right now we're building an educational platform. You can go to the website and learn why border security matters. Learn what human trafficking is versus alien smuggling. Alien smuggling, human trafficking, two entirely different things. We're right now building an educational platform, thanks to the people who donated. We're building an educational platform to be open to anybody going there to learn about the border. Again, we're not taking a side on this. You're talking to six people who spent decades on it. We're just educating American people. Go to the Border 911. The educational platform is being worked on right now. It probably won't be up for another 45 to 60 days. And once it's there, it should be a resource for anybody to go to free of charge and read about border security.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with Mr. Tom Homan, the president and CEO of Border 911 and former ICE director. Tom, thank you very much and everything that you do, buddy.
All right. Thanks, sir.